Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Today we're going to look at codeine, and clinicians who are our listeners will know that they have lots of choices when it comes to pain. Opioids, clearly controversial these days, but absolutely necessary for some types of pain. There is little evidence to support one systemic choice of opioids over another, either in terms of efficacy or tolerability. Clinicians have the choice of oxycodone and hydrocodone and codeine and tramadol and acetaminophen and NSAIDs, and they're not all equally efficacious for all types of pain, but they all have some sort of role. Perhaps the one that's most questionable is codeine. Many pain experts tend to avoid the use of codeine because its wide variability in how it's metabolized, its adverse effects, and its quite unreliable analgesia. The poem that you found is published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine in 2019. It starts on page 521, and it attempts to answer this question. In patients with acute musculoskeletal injury that does not warrant parenteral analgesia, does adding ibuprofen and codeine to acetaminophen increase pain relief? So a combination drug where you're going to add either ibuprofen or codeine to our old friend acetaminophen outside of the United States. It's marketed under the name of paracetamol. Mark, does it make any difference?
Yeah, I've never been able to figure out why that some countries call it paracetamol and some acetaminophen. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a great reason, but it's confused me for a long time when I was just getting started in practice.
Yeah.
So the researchers recruited 119 patients, so a fairly small study, who showed up at the ED with a sprain, a fracture, or a contusion, pain that was at least 4 out of 10, and the average was 5.8 out of 10, so moderately severe pain. As you said, the treating physician didn't think they needed parenteral analgesia, so they all got a single dose of 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen, then they were randomized to either get placebo or, as you said, the combination of 400 milligrams ibuprofen and 60 milligrams of codeine. So using intention-to-treat analysis, the pain reduction was similar in both groups at rest an hour later. Difference was 1.6 in the placebo and 2.0 in the combination group. So a little higher, but not significantly higher. After 2 hours, pain reduction at rest was still similar between groups. Now, the pain reduction, the reduction in pain with activity was significantly greater with the combination analgesia by 1.1 points, but this was still less than the pre-specified threshold for what's a clinically significant reduction of 1.3. So with regards to harms, three times as many patients who got the combination with the codeine and the ibuprofen had a minor adverse effect than those who got the acetaminophen alone. And so bottom line, in patients with moderate pain at rest due to an acute sprain or a fracture or a contusion, adding ibuprofen and codeine to acetaminophen didn't produce additional pain relief at 1 to 2 hours. It did produce a borderline, maybe significant reduction in pain with movement, but that didn't actually meet the criterion for clinical significance.
The evidence is not in favor of these combination cocktails.
You know, it's tough to put all these studies in context. It would have been interesting to have them look at a different opioid rather, you know, I haven't prescribed codeine in a long time. It'd be interesting to, would you get the same answer with hydrocodone? Perhaps, you know, what's the role of cyclobenzaprine? Probably not helpful as we've seen in some other studies. Mm. So it would have been interesting to have an ibuprofen only group to see if that makes a difference or not. Probably wouldn't have affected things.
That a lot of this is driven by patients, right? Patients who come in and know that they can get an NSAID over the counter. So it must not be as strong as something that you can prescribe, so that they want something that's prescription. And many clinicians just reach for something that is Tylenol number 3 or something that has some codeine in it without really understanding the data that it doesn't really augment the pain relief.
Yeah, well, I mean, we certainly have seen several other studies recently where adding an opioid to an NSAID, for example, did not improve pain relief, kind of surprisingly to many of us, but the results are pretty consistent across these studies.
Perhaps they ought to also look at whether these combination drugs have any impact on patient satisfaction.
That'd be a good outcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.